They think it's cool. Lacrimosa turned on him furiously, nails out. He caught her wrist, grinning. That's none of your business. Lady Strigoyul said her daughter has taken to calling herself Wendy, said the Countess. I can't imagine why she'd want to, when Hieroglyphica is such a nice name for a girl, and if I was her mother I'd see to it that she at least wore a bit of eyeliner. Yes, but no one drinks wine, said Lacrimosa. Only real weirdos who file their teeth blunt drink wine. Malodora Krvoijak does, said Vlad. Or Frida, I should say. No, she doesn't. What? She wears a silver corkscrew on a chain round her neck, and sometimes there's even a cork on it. That's just a fashion item. Oh, I know she says she's partial to a drop of port, but really it's just blood in the glass. Henry actually brought a bottle to a party and she fainted at the smell. Henry? Said the Countess. Lacrimosa looked down sulkily. Graven Gieraki, she said.
The one who grows his hair short and pretends he's an accountant, said Vlad.
I just hope someone's told his father then, said the Countess. Be quiet, said the Count. This is all just cultural conditioning, you understand? Please, I've worked hard for this. All we want is a piece of the day. Is that too much to ask? And wine is just wine. There's nothing mystical about it. Now, take up your glasses. You too, Lackey. Please? For Daddy?
And when you tell Cyril and Tim, they'll be so impressed, said Vlad to Lacrimosa.
Shut up, she hissed. Father, it'll make me sick. No, your body will adapt, said the Count. I've tried it myself. A little watery, perhaps, somewhat sour, but quite palatable. Please? Well, good, said the Count. Now, raise the glasses.
Le sang nouveau est arrivé, said Vlad.
Carpe diem, said the Count. By the throat, said the Countess. People won't believe me when I tell them, said Lacrimosa. They swallowed. There, said Count Magpier. That wasn't too bad, was it?
It was a bit chilly, said Vlad.
I'll have a wine warmer installed, said the Count. I'm not an unreasonable vampire, but within a year, children, I think I can have us quite cured of phenophobia and even capable of a little light salad. Lacrimosa turned her back theatrically and made throwing up noises into a vase. And then, Lackey, you'll be free. No more lonely days. No more... Vlad was half expecting it, and kept an entirely blank expression as his father whipped a card from his pocket and held it up.
"That is the double snake symbol of the Jellybabian water cult," he said calmly.
"You see," said the Count excitedly. "You barely flinched. Sacrophobia can be beaten. I've always said so. The way may have been hard at times." "I hated the way you used to leap out in corridors and flick holy water on us," said Lacrimosa. "It wasn't holy at all," said her father. "It was strongly diluted, mildly devout at worst. But it made you strong, didn't it? I caught colds a lot, I know that."
The Count's hand whipped out of his pocket. Lacrimosa gave a sigh of theatrical weariness.
"The all-seeing face of the Ionians," she said wearily.
The Count very nearly danced a jig.
"You see, it has worked. You didn't even wince. And apparently, as holy symbols go, it's pretty strong. Isn't it all worth it?" "There'll have to be something really good to make up for those garlic pillows you used to make us sleep on."
Her father took her by the shoulder and turned her towards the window.
"Will it be enough to know that the world is your oyster?"
Her forehead wrinkled in perplexity.
"Why should I want it to be some nasty little sea creature?" she said. "Because they get eaten alive," said the Count. "Unfortunately, I doubt if we can find a slice of lemon 500 miles long, but the metaphor will suffice."
She brightened up grudgingly.
"Well," she said, "good. I like to see my little girl smile," said the Count. "Now, who shall we have for breakfast?" "The baby."
"No, I think not.
The Count pulled a bell pull beside the fireplace. That would be undiplomatic. We're not quite.